Dadgum, it's party time, Mom. Tuesday, Monday's hangover. Another episode of the Chad Prather Show here from the new and improved, I guess improved, Studio 22, the mothership. Kayla and Chris driving us into the nether regions of all things crazy. I want to get into some things we talked about yesterday. We'll get to it. I want to talk to you about how the CIA just telegraphs. I don't know if it's the CIA. I don't know who it is. One of these alphabet agencies that's out there, though. But I just think they just kind of telegraph what's coming. Like they want certain aspects of society to know what's about to be released in the world. My conspiracy theory thermometer is getting pretty hot. Talk about that on the show today. Get into some other things, not the least of which is my opinion, my thoughts on this Supreme Court ruling that happened this last week. We didn't talk about that yesterday. We should have gotten into it. But there's a lot of things we didn't talk about. I didn't even wish you a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hope you had a good one. Chris and Kayla. I tell you, I like that new taxation is theft t-shirt and mug. I like it. You could go to ChadOnBlaze.com. That's where, and you got the, there's the serpent there, taxation is theft. That's a good looking t-shirt. I love the mug that's on there. I am wearing, I'm going to pull the microphone back. Bam, the old classic, the Chad Prather Show shirt. ChadOnBlaze.com. Go over there and get it. We need to get a promo code. Chris, we might already have one. You may know. We don't have one. We need one where they can shop all the collections. Another cool thing that's going on, Steven Crowder's dad, Darren, called me the other day. And they're always thinking over there at Louder with Crowder. They're always thinking. And they started a new deal. Y'all, many of you are familiar with Cameo. Cameo is the deal where celebrities go on and you can send them, you know, a couple of bucks and they'll send you a video message and it sends back over to you. Well, Darren Crowder, he came up with a fantastic idea called Shout Out. And you can go over to Shout Out. I'm on Shout Out now. It's me, the Hodge twins, various other people on there. But you can go to shoutout.com/, I think, Chad Prather. Or you can download the Shout Out app and go find it. But I'm on there doing the personalized video messages. See, this is what I'm talking about, Chris. That's what I was saying yesterday. We got to stop funding these weird progressive liberal lefty business entities out there, and conservatives just got to come out there and do it ourselves. So they came up with the Shout Out app, and it's a great way to get a personalized message from people. It's fun. I mean, hey, we do enough serious stuff. We're going to have some fun. So you can go to the Shout Out app or the Shout Out website and check it out. And you know, get me. I'm the one that matters. As far as sending personalized messages. And then, of course, I want people to sign up. I want us to get 100,000 new subscribers to Blaze TV this year. They say it can't be done. Y'all's broke asses need to get some money. What's our deal on that? Is it CPS or Chad? Is there Chad? So you can go to chadnude.com. And we're working hard to get to a point where we can actually go behind the scenes, and do an overtime special. Steve Dace does those. Some others do them. We're going to do an overtime once a week, down and dirty. Of course, after all of me dropping the F-bombs yesterday, getting pissed off, people might not want me in overtime.
By the way.
But it's a good place. It's a good place to find me raw and unadulterated.
Editing yesterday's show was awesome. And I put some social media. You know, I don't like to cut a host.
Yeah.
But there is, yesterday alone, I posted so much clips of yesterday's episode because we need to call Joy Reid.
We got to call her what it is.
I want Joy Reid to respond to everything that you asked her yesterday.
Yeah. Yep.
She has to respond.
Yep. I want to hear
it. She has to be held accountable for what she said.
You want to marginalize, you want to classify me, and you want to put me in a box somewhere. Ultimately, that's going to lead to my demise, right? You know, it pissed me off because, you know, Glenn Beck was diagnosed positive with the Omicron, the vid, and Glenn's already had COVID in the past, And, you know, his doctor said, look, you got so many antibodies, it would not be smart for you to go get vaccinated. And I'm not speaking for Glenn, but I watched some of the comments on places like Twitter of people wishing death to Glenn Beck. Now, please tell me, I just want you in your little finite, minuscule pea brain mouse mind to tell me what Glenn Beck has done to you. What's he done to you? You know, what did he do? Write a book? Did he expose some things? Did he draw on a chalkboard? Did he talk for 3 hours in the morning? Do a special on Wednesday night on Blaze? Tell me what it is that Glenn Beck did to you that you wish death upon him and his family. Tell me. I really want to know. Like, did he come to your house? Did he kick your dog? Did he have sex with your wife? I mean, tell me what Glenn Beck did to violate you to the point where you want the man to die. That's how stupid you sound. To marginalize somebody to the point, why? Because he didn't go out and get the same medical procedure you got. His doctor gave him different advice. And he adhered to the doctor's medical advice. You know, Glenn's like every other human being on the planet. He's got his own health issues. I've got health issues. You know, I'm almost 50 years old. Believe it or not, there's some shit that don't work the way it used to. There is, Chris. I mean, listen, I got a standard issue, mediocre Caucasian penis. And with the right mix of pharmaceuticals, it works. Take a little blood pressure medicine out there. They want me on the statins for the cholesterol. You know, I'm cutting back on the booze. I don't drink as much. Well, the gout, but you know, it's specific things that I do with the gout. I had a gout flare up for the last week, but I'm cutting back. My boy Andy Frisella, he's kind of been on my ass a little bit, and we got to get Andy on the show. I mean, Andy's the boss when it comes to keeping yourself healthy, and wants me to do a 75 hard program. That's hard. It is hard. 75 days of a lot of stuff, and you know, we all think about our health. Like, the older you get, you realize that all life is terminal. Nobody gets out alive. We'd like to prolong life as long as we possibly can, because we don't know all the mysteries of the unknown beyond that last breath we take. We don't know. So let's prolong what we do know and stay in the relative confines and safety of, you know, our mortality for a little while. So we do what we can that's in our own best interest. But here's the thing. You're going to come at us and you're going to wish us death and marginalize us. Or as Joy Reid said, you're going to just put us on the train, right, and send us off to the concentration camp because we didn't get your juice. These are the same people that years ago, by the way, who were anti-big pharma, anti-big medicine, anti-big government. They felt like the government was after them. These were the people who marched. These are the people who fought for civil rights. These are the people who wanted the marginalized people to have equality. They wanted to get rid of segregation. And now the same sons of bitches with the same mindset out there, the same supposed ideologies, are coming after you, and they're wanting to undo everything that was done. They've been telegraphing this thing. I'm going to prove it to you. Got a little clip here. I said yesterday from the old Stephen King stories, The Dead Zone, it was Christopher Walken first, and then they did one with Anthony Michael Hall in the early 2000s. And there's one from 2003 called Plague. That's the name of the episode of the show. Now, I want to play these clips for you. And just let you, it's 2 minutes. I want you to listen to the clips, watch the clips, and just see if you find anything that sounds familiar. Play the show.
We know it acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. Anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China. Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah, a lot of viruses come from there.
International flight to China?
That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects, influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it gonna take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
On the enzyme, the spikes.
So the chloroquine. So the
chloroquine.
The chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes.
Welcome back, you damn fool. What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually, but not in time.
There you go. I mean, they said chloroquine is what was going to be used. So Johnny has his little trance. He sees what the virus looks like. It comes from China. It's a virus that affects the respiratory system, and the key is the key for stopping its spread is something called chloroquine, which they push back and say, no, that's the wrong kind of drug. And he says, no, this is the deal. This is what you got to use. And if you read this article here that says, oh, no, total conspiracy theory, and because it was supposedly happening at a school where the kids were sick, here's what they say is the conspiracy theory. You ready for this, Chris? Here it is. Here it is. This is what it says. It says, on the other hand, it says the main character has a vision that shows children in a school all becoming ill with the virus. He tells the town sheriff to quarantine the school until he finds out a way to treat the children. On the other hand, COVID-19 seems to mostly spare children, with only a very small percentage affected, about 2% of the cases. So they say, based on the fact that it was attacking children, this was a conspiracy theory. Everything else lines up. Everything else lines up. So again, I'm just saying, you know, there's social media people out there. There's people out there that say that the CIA has been using movies, and television shows to announce their upcoming projects to people who are in the know. Maybe, from the Dead Zone back in 2003.
Chad, if we're going to do that, have you seen the new movie Eternals?
Yeah.
Okay. You seen the Eternals?
Yeah.
Did you see what happened over the weekend, that volcano in Tonga?
Listen.
Are we about to see a celestial come up out of the ground now? Is that what we're going
to
go see?
And I'm glad you brought that up, Chris, because we're going to go to a break in a second. When we come back, I want to talk about that volcano.
Okay, and I have footage of the volcano. So.
I want to get into that because I'm going to lead to another point about this whole thing. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take the break. Right now, inflation's at a 40-year high. It's here to stay because here's the government's dirty little secret. They want it. They want it that way. So think about this. Right now, inflation rates are higher than the interest on treasury bonds. So with every day that passes, the government owes less on its mountain of debt. Imagine if your mortgage had a negative interest rate. Would you be in a hurry to pay it off? Well, exactly. So your pain is their gain. Protect your savings right now. Hedge against inflation and gold from Birch Gold because the government is sabotaging the value of the U.S. dollar. Birch Gold is the only company I trust and recommend for precious metals. They will help you convert an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by real gold. That's peace of mind, folks. With thousands of satisfied customers and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you can trust Birch Gold to help you protect your savings. Text CHAD, I spell it Chad, to the number 989-898. Right now, get a no-cost, no-obligation info kit. The comprehensive 20-page guide reveals how gold and silver can protect your savings, how you can buy them under the umbrella of a tax-sheltered account. Do it right now. Text the word CHAD. I spell it Chad. 989-898. That's Chad to 989-898. We'll be right back. So everybody knows you got that volcano that erupted in the Pacific, and they immediately put the West Coast under tsunami advisory. There was a lot of flooding and things like that. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, right? But the thing I'm sitting here, I'm watching this thing. And this is from the satellite image. You can see the video right there. This is massive. I mean, that's from space, bro. That's a volcano under the Pacific Ocean. And forget butterfly effect. I mean, like, bam, there it is. The implications of what something like that, it should remind you just how finite we are. Like what? You know, 8 billion people on the planet. Boom, we could be snuffed out like that. Like that. And here we are at each other's throats, going crazy, losing our minds over political differences, and going to complain about everything, coronavirus, all this kind of stuff. And you're out there, you're talking about, listen, Joy Reid, I'll tell you this, the volcano don't care whether you're black or white, or if you feel oppressed or victimized, doesn't care if you've been vaccinated or not. I mean, you know, old party foul Steve, you say all the time on this show, say, God's ready to just shake us off. Boom, there it is, we're done. Yeah. I mean, finite. You know, the prophet Isaiah said that what is man but the breath that's in his nostrils? That's it. I mean, every breath you take is a blessing, it's a gift. And I'll tell you what, this earth don't care, doesn't care. You saw that video a couple weeks ago where those people were, where were they, in Brazil, down there on a boat? And the cliff falls over on them. It kills however many people. And bam, I mean, it's like, there it is. I mean, that just reminds me, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. That's just it. So, you know, we want to come in here and play little gods is what we want to do. We want to play God with everybody else's life. We want to start molecularly changing their chemical makeup and how their cells operate. We want to come in here and start wishing death on other people, all because you can't handle a different opinion. I mean, think about how little your brain truly has to be that you get you just want somebody to die because they got a different opinion from you. I mean, that's just dumb. But here we are. We're going to come at each other's throats constantly, and not even over religious ideologies or something like that, which we saw that happen in Colleyville, Texas, the other night when the jihadi went into the Jewish synagogue there and took the hostages. And fortunately, all the hostages were released, let go. And they killed him. They killed the Muslim who was in there making his demands, who took the hostages. That's a religious ideology that's going on. He was wanting somebody to be, was it his brother who was wanting him to be released? Sister. Who's there at Carswell Air Force Base or jail?
John, I'm sorry. Fort Worth. I'm gonna fact check on this. You're talking about the British person,
yeah.
Not the Muslim person. The British person. How dare you?
Oh, it was a British person.
It was a British person.
It wasn't a Muslim. It was a Brit.
Yeah, it was
a
Brit.
I got you. Give me a Pinocchio. Yep. Give me one Pinocchio there.
I'm giving you four Pinocchios.
Four Pinocchios?
One. Yeah, because he was a Brit, not a Muslim.
Oh, there's four cowboy Pinocchios.
Like, what Brit, whether 44-year-old British national, Malik Fasai Akham.
Or as the news called him, mostly white. That's actually true. The news did just give his description as being mostly white. I don't you might have to fact check me there too, but he was a Brit. He was British. Anyway, but just how finite we are, man. And it's crazy that we're going to continue to allow the mainstream media to continue coming at us and marginalizing us, classifying us, and all these different things. It's not going to be good, folks, if we continue to let this stuff continue on the way it is. I'm telling you, now it makes me want to... You're right, without Eternals. Now I just want to watch all the movies and see what's coming.
Right?
Right, after watching the Dead Zone and then all this other stuff, it's like, okay, what's coming?
Like, I'm ready. I feel like Independence Day by Will Smith, that's coming. That's already here.
Yeah.
Men in Black, that's already here too. Eternals just
Glenn
happened
Beck
over the
is
weekend.
Probably an alien.
Yeah.
Probably.
It just happened. And if you're watching the new superhero movie on HBO, that's happened with John Cena, that's already happening. Everybody has a butterfly inside them and we're just being controlled by the aliens.
I hadn't seen that
Let's
one.
Let's go.
What's the name of that one? I don't know that one. Hey, something I wanted to get to yesterday, and I want to get to it now. Let's go back to, you got that clip, Chris, of the train going through L.A.?
Yeah.
where the like Union Pacific, that just to play that clip real quick. So these are like packages that people have sent, and they're just littering everywhere. So your FedEx, your Amazon, your whatever, that's all your mail. And because it slows down, these transient people, homeless people, are jumping. Like, that's an unopened Amazon package. Not even open, that envelope.
Unopened.
Crazy. Just toss it back on the ground. I mean, no telling what all this stuff is. Look, there's COVID testing. Home tests for COVID. A whole box full. But they're jumping on these trains when it slows down. They're just rummaging through it, tossing the crap off of there, going through what they want, stealing stuff.
Fishing lures.
I mean, it's just everything. I mean, it's just a pile of stuff. So, Union Pacific says to Los Angeles County, said they're going to have to move their rail operations unless law enforcement stops these thieves from raiding the shipping containers. So that's one thing. But then you got the trains that are going through there. Police ain't going to do nothing. Again, you don't want the police doing anything. Remember that whole thing? So it says December 2020, UP has experienced over 160% increase in criminal rail theft in Los Angeles County. In several months during that period, the increase from the previous year surpassed 200%. October 2021 alone, the increase was 356% over compared to October 2020. Not only do these dramatic increases represent retail product thefts, they include increased assaults and armed robberies of UP employees performing their duties, moving trains. Remember what I said yesterday about consequences? Yeah. At what point in time you just start smoking these people? Yeah. I mean, get off my train. Leave the stuff alone.
Well, not just
but
that,
again, we've gotten too nice. Like, we can't even say things like that. There can't be consequences.
Well, not just that is, you know, do you remember back in the day, and this is, you know, it's like when the government went from food stamps to food cards because people were embarrassed because they were, you know, taking the little stamps out and paying. Like, it is okay to be ashamed. It's okay to, like, that's how we move forward. That's how we grow.
Well, again, if you're continually rewarding a certain type of lifestyle like transiency, right? So you're going to catch these criminals, and they are. That's what they are. They're criminals. You're going to catch them, arrest them, turn them over to local authorities, and then, boom, you're just going to let them go. It's a petty offense. It's a misdemeanor. You turn them loose. I mean, we're already living in a day and age, as long as you've stolen, what, less than $900 worth of stuff or $750. I don't know what the amount is, but you just let them go.
And then you have all these Best Buy, big businesses where they're telling their employees not to intervene, just let them go.
Just let them go. So a friend of mine, Sarah Fields, Texas Freedom Coalition, she sent video out and posted video yesterday of her grocery store there in East Texas. I mean, it's picked over. It's empty, right? So we're just getting used to not only having empty shelves because of the supply chain issues, but we're also okay with 7-8% inflation rates under Biden. And now we're okay with people just coming and stealing our stuff. And it doesn't even come steal it from us. It doesn't even get to us because they're jumping on a train and taking things. It's one of the reasons, like when people go to watchchad.com, it's one of the reasons why, like even through the holidays, I haven't promoted a lot of our stuff, you know, T-shirts and things, merchandise, because I'm like, you know what? Right now, things are so elevated in terms of how the shipping problems are going on. Like, I don't want to catch all the crap. And that's what's going to happen. Can't get stuff in, can't get stuff shipped out because there's no consequences. Nobody's being held accountable for just doing crappy jobs.
And Chad, I remember you all last year having issues with the United States Post Office.
Yeah.
How many of those stuff that you were sending are literally sitting right now?
They're sitting there, dude. They're sitting there. Campaign signs. People say, where's my campaign sign? Well, apparently the USPS and campaign signs don't get along. And that's not just my campaign. That's every campaign out there in the state that I'm affiliated with or know who they are and closely associated with their business. Everybody's having problems with these things. So it's problematic. Oh, and by the way, the service industry, it's dead. It's dead. Because there's no consequences. Nobody wants to do a job. No consequences. Hey, if you're listening, I know you're sensitive about your hair loss, bud, so I got some great news for you. Keeps, they got you covered. It's genius. Keeps offers doctor-recommended, clinically proven, research-backed treatments to stop hair loss and improve hair growth. Keep Keeps Physicians will help you select the right products and treatments for your specific condition and hair goals. All Keeps treatment plans are delivered straight to your door, about half the cost of the traditional pharmacies. Your plan comes with a full year of unlimited messaging, so you can connect with your doctor about anything, anytime. With Keeps, you get quality expert care without visiting a doctor's office or pharmacy. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or just take better care of the hair you have, Keeps has you covered. Hair loss stops with Keeps. To get 50% off your first order, go to keeps.com/loss. That's keeps.com/loss. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back. Come on in here, sit down. I want to talk to you about some things. You know, I love living in the great state of Texas. I travel all over the United States. I'm always glad to get back home, kick my feet up on the fireplace there and relax knowing I'm living in the freest state in the Union, which is one of the reasons why it worries the hell out of me when I find out that the left has put its greasy hands all over everything we cherish. I mean, they've touched our borders and messed that up, and even something so theoretically innocent as our school system. Recently, a school district has been instructing its teachers not to out their transgender and non-binary students to their parents. And they've gone so far in a document as to say, do not contact their parents and out them to their families. So the reason given for this cute little mandate is that the teacher, well, you don't know what their home life's all about. For all you know, they could get beaten at home or even kicked out entirely for being transgender if their parents were to find out. Now, I'm able to not think that's the craziest thing yet in a profuse change of crazy things pushed by our public school system. You have to play a little linguistic game with yourself, sort of twist your logic into a pretzel and go from there. These school district folks are handing down the commandments from on high out of a place of sympathy and empathy, doing their best to make sure that nobody ever gets hurt. Of course, what you and I know, because we have brains, is that not addressing something like this with a child is apt to be more hurtful in the long run than addressing it. What this school is doing, in short, is fostering a secluded, walled-off biosphere for the proper growing and tending of dangerous ideas. They're committed to a kind of social experiment in which the dominant paradigm is subverted in interesting ways with your kids as the prime experiment subjects. And if that doesn't bother you, folks, it really should. Something that this society forgets all too often because we allow it to be forgotten is that your kids are your kids. Now, if you go and put your kid in the hospital because he or she has fallen into the biologically unsound notion that gender is fluid, then yes, society is responsible for making sure you don't have the opportunity to do that anymore. But short of the kind of malfeasance that genuinely does constitute child abuse, the collectivist approach simply does not stand in the history of this country. And we abandon it at our great peril. So you know where the road leads from here. Of course you do, folks. You're watching this show, and I've told you over and over again, you've heard me shout from my soapbox a million times that you need to get your kids out of public schools, even in Texas. This is why people, this is the reason, folks. This is why people need to do this and listen to me. This is the reason I'm so passionate about the subject, because here's the dirty little secret. If one district got caught doing it, you can bet there's a whole lot of other districts that haven't gotten caught yet. And by the time they do, it may well be too late. If you take nothing else away from what I'm saying, take this. The left does not care about your kids. It doesn't care about transgender people, black people, brown people, even little people. They care only about hearts and minds, and they only care about those insofar as they can be harnessed to pull the great collectivist machine and usher our society into a new socialistic dark age. Now, maybe some of them don't realize that's what they're all about, but folks, listen to me when I tell you that is what they're all about. This absolute craziness, man. This story bugs me. So, Williamson County, Texas, Walsh Middle School said, don't tell the families, make sure. So you're telling the parents not to communicate. Said apologizing profusely can draw unnecessary attention to cause embarrassment for someone who uses gender-neutral pronouns. This is what the training document stated and guided teachers to use gender-neutral pronouns such as they or them whenever possible. It says they can ruin your entire life, get you kicked out of your home by your parents, make other teachers treat you awfully, and make your school experience miserable. So there it is. I mean, basically, you got the school board, you got the teachers, you got these administrators, these so-called educators. They're the ones who are going to guide your child through this emotional learning stage, the social and emotional learning. It's garbage is what that is. That is garbage. It's not the school's role to play that part in your child's life. It's just simply not. But we've gotten so lazy, such mental midgetry to just think that we're just, everything's just going to be all right. Like, just send your kids off to school, let them do their thing, and come home, get their homework done. I mean, and that's about all the parenting we really do when it comes to the educational process going on right now. Did you get your homework done? You got any homework you got to do? You sure you got your homework? That's all we care about. We don't know if it's done right. We don't know what the homework was. We don't know the assignments that are being given. None of those kind of things. And we certainly don't know what these people are saying to our kids. That's why if anything good has come out of coronavirus, one of them is let's have the classrooms keep the cameras on. Keep the cameras on in the classrooms. As long as my child is in an educational facility, they should be recorded. They should be taped. We should have eyes on it, all of that. This is not, you're not going in behind closed doors, some kind of secret curtain being pulled while you indoctrinate our children. That's not what we're going to allow. Not what we're going to allow. We are headed into a socialistic dark age where people don't think, they can't think, they're not allowed to think. Thinking is no longer crucial. And not only not crucial, it's frowned upon. Like, you can't make your own decisions. And if you make your own decisions, it's probably wrong. Unless you're making a decision to be, some kind of, gender confused, pronoun identity, confused person that the woke mob seems to think is the only acceptable way to be in this day and age. So we got to get away from that, folks. And listen, kids, I know there's some young people who listen to this show. when your teachers are doing that, expose them, okay? You want to get back at your teachers? When they start talking about this stuff, if your teachers want to start talking to you about how to process your gender roles in society and how what bathrooms you need to be peeing in, and they want to start talking to you about how you can, handle your identity and your non-binary and la, la, la. No. You need to come home and you need to talk to mom and dad about that. You need to talk to somebody that you can trust about that, because it's not right. It's not the role of the public school system to be indoctrinating your mind with social and emotional learning. It's not. And I don't care how many of you teachers come at me and say, oh, if it wasn't for social and emotional learning, these kids would be, well, you know what? That's on the parent. That's not on you. It's not on you. And I've known a lot of teachers, and I know how y'all parent, so you don't need to be trying to parent somebody else's kid too. All right? So you do the job. You teach them how to read, teach them how to write, teach them how to do math, teach them how to do history without revision, and then get out there and turn them loose, educate them, teach them, train them, test them, evaluate them, promote them, and then get the hell out of their life. You do your role and then move on. Stop usurping the parent's role. That's got to stop. And I can't stand the fact that this is happening in Texas. Can't stand that this is happening. Williamson County, Texas. Do better. You're better than this. I spent a lot of time in Williamson County. I know you're better than this. I know you folks down there. So those of you who are listening, if I'm wrong on this, I want you to correct me. You can send me the messages, and I know you will. Yep. Send me the Pinocchios.
And Chad, shout out to the teacher that brought this to the light. She wants to remain anonymous.
Yep.
But shout out to the teacher. She took a bunch of screenshots, and I want to share one of the handout general gender neutral pronouns practice. So if you, little Johnny, comes up to you and says, hey, I'm they, them, your response as a teacher is, thank you for sharing your identity with me. What is your chosen name and pronoun? Should I call you by this name and pronoun in front of your parents, in front of your students? What?
Yeah, dude, this is total depravity. This is depravity. I have for years preached about knowing who you are, right? Having a sense of identity. This is not legitimate identity issues. This is not legitimate. I promise you, you will never get to a desirable future as long as we're fostering this type of false identity in the minds of the next generation. You got to know where you came from. That's history. You got to know who you are. That's identity. You got to know where you're going. That is destiny, so that you'll know what you're going to leave behind. That's legacy. If you don't know who you are and where you came from and where you're going and what you're going to leave behind, you're in trouble. But continually confusing this with identity issues is problematic, folks. We got to stop this. It's depravity. Hey, all you parents out there, while I'm talking to you and got your attention, you all want your kids to have that good, wholesome entertainment and maybe even learn some things along the way. I love Annie's Kit Club. They make it easy for your kids to have fun and do some interactive projects, keep their minds working and their hands off of those devices like these screens right here. You got the Genius Box. It's a great way to encourage the curiosity of your kids, introduce them to different STEM fields. Each month, your young scientist is going to get a new box full of three hands-on activities that explore themes like geology, chemistry, aerodynamics, whole lots more. Perfect for all kids ages 7 to 12. I wish my kids would have had it when they were little. I had to make them smart all by myself. But listen, they're going to have fun doing these things, and every one of them is going to come with a top-secret mission envelope in each box. Going to walk your kids through amazing projects like designing a hovercraft, examining fossils, or building robots. Your kids will have so much fun, they won't even realize they're learning. Go to annieskitclubs.com/Chad. Save 50% on your first box. That's annieskitclubs.com/Chad. annieskitclubs.com/Chad. Be right back. Hey, going to be all over the place. Going to be in College Station Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night for a candidate debate. Then going to be in Tyler, Texas on Friday night, another candidate debate. That's my life these days. Then on the 26th, going to be in Corpus Christi for yet another candidate debate. And you just have to search through Facebook and find all those things. Our events page, sometimes it gets updated on Prather2022.com, and sometimes it doesn't. We are busy, busy, busy. Then on February 1st, going to be in Midland at the Wagner Noel. But you can go to WatchChad.com. I do know you can go there. We're going to have a show at District 249 in Tomball. Going to be hanging out, having some laughs, doing a little music, you know, doing the fun stuff. It's okay to do that every now and then. And then I also got a show coming up again February 11th at the Wagner Noel back in Midland. So, man, we're just balancing it all. And even going to be in Redding, California. Believe it or not, they're going to let us into California, Chris. Nope, not going to wear one. I told him, I said, we will not do shows that require vaccine mandates. We were supposed to be in Modesto, and apparently that show is getting canceled because so many people are having to asking for refunds because of the so-called COVID outbreak in that area. So we will not be apparently in Modesto. But I refuse to do venues that require a vaccine. Won't do them. Trying to work on some new dates to get out there. I mean, again, because of the campaign, I really haven't been doing shows. We're just honoring old dates that, you know, maybe during the pandemic or whatever, they got rescheduled and pushed out. So, you know, we haven't been scheduling new show dates because I've been running for office. And but we have, you know, contractually, we have things that were done all the way back in 2020 that we can't do. Because and so they got postponed and pushed off. So anyway, watchchad.com has all the information, and encourage people to go over there and hang out at chadonblaze.com as well. Get you some t-shirts. The mood I've been in for 2 days. Do I even want to get into a TikTok? I mean, this thing about the Texas thing and the not telling the parents and all that. Whoo, boy, just stuff like that pisses me off, man. And by the way, they're going to run, that's a side note, you know they're going to run Hillary Clinton for president 24. 100%. That's the only way to keep that old hag relatable. And let me tell you, you're going to keep putting these crusty-ass people up there to run for president. And, I mean, no wonder we're in the condition we're in. No young blood, no new vision, no new life, nothing like that. Just going to keep running these same old crusty-ass candidates.
This is a conversation. We can skip the TikTok. I 100% agree. Yeah. Chad, what is the bench for the Democrats? What is it? Over the weekend, there was this big headline saying Clintons are back into politics due to financial uncertainties.
Yep.
I'm like, and then Ghislaine, which we're probably going to talk about it on Wednesday or Thursday, the 8 names.
Yep.
She's not going to fight them. They're going to be public records. Then Prince Andrew is no longer Prince Andrew. The Queen strips everything from him.
He gone.
He has no title, no military, no nothing. He is dead.
Yeah, he's just Andy now.
He's just Andy. Like, what is going on?
Expose it all, bro. Listen, I said it. Don Trump retweeted it. He put it on his Instagram when I said, if she's guilty, then name names. Put it out there. Name the names. There's no way that she's pimping young girls out to be raped, and there's, you know, and there's nobody there raping them, right? Who'd she pimp them out to? So what is the bench to the DNC? I mean, Kamala Harris ain't it. AOC ain't it. Eric Swalwell ain't it. Amy Klobuchar ain't it.
How about Cory Booker?
Foka Honky, she ain't it. Elizabeth Warren. Cory Booker's a joke. So, you know, they're going to keep bringing these crusty-ass good old boys and girls up there that have run the country club for so long. And, you know, and here's the other thing. You're probably going to see a little head button go on between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump here in the very near future. Yeah, I think so. And it's going to be an unfortunate thing. I hope it doesn't happen. We'll see how that gets negotiated. But I think there's going to be a little headbutting here in the days ahead between Ronnie and Donnie. We got to quit playing these political games, man. That's why I'm out there crisscrossing the state running a politically incorrect campaign, telling people the truth. The truth. State of Texas, man, since this governor's been in office the last 7 years, spending's increased by over 19%, but our population's only grown by 5.5%, which means our spending has far expanded our growth. So that means we got an untenable future. I mean, I keep telling you guys this stuff, and y'all are like, oh, he's just a comedian with a show on the Blaze. That's right. And I am the guy who's got the big enough balls to keep telling you the truth. The stuff you got to hear, because you're not going to have anybody else out there talking about Ronnie and Donnie having a little internal tiff with one another, but it's coming. It's coming. I wish it wouldn't, but it's coming, because you got some egos there. Both of them want to be president. Donald Trump, he's got a vendetta, and Ron DeSantis is probably the heir apparent, but we'll see. I don't think he's going to let that happen. And it's going to be problematic. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's going to be over there with her colostomy bag just waiting to step in and take her muumuu off and put on the pantsuit. It's going to get ugly, folks. It is going to get ugly. But I'm just going to keep on calling things out. Keep calling things out. In the meantime, you got till January 31st to register to vote in the primary elections of the state of Texas, which are going to start early voting February 14th. And the primary day is going to be on the 1st of March. And I expect you to overwhelm the ballot box and vote Chad Prather for governor of Texas. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, folks, I want you to do all the fun stuff. Head over to Shoutout, download the app on there, and I'll tell you exactly where you can go, actually. You can go to, it just jumped away from me. You go to link.shoutout.fan/Chad Prather. Anyway, forget it. You'll see it on my Facebook posts. It's out there. Download the app, shout out, and then just find Chad Prather. But the biggest thing I want you to do, need you to do, is go leave us a rating and a review wherever podcasts are offered so we can read them right here on the air and remind you how important you are to us. And then sign up chadnude.com. That is going to give you a Blaze subscription and get you ready for the overtime, which is going to be pure unadulterated Chad coming at you hard and heavy. I've got a new Facebook page that we're working on as well, and it's not owned by Blaze, it's just me, called Chad Prather Unapologetic. All of my Facebook pages have a very specific purpose, whether it's Watch Chad Prather, Political Cowboy, but Chad Prather Unapologetic, if you see it, yep, it's actually me coming at you raw, getting after it, and do a little shopping. Chad on Blaze.com. Tomorrow's hump day, we're going to get after it. I love y'all. God bless you. Talk to you then. Bye.